Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going to start a series on Romans chapter 8, and we're going to go through it verse by verse so you can learn all about the Spirit-filled life. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we value your word. We value how it ministers to us and instructs us in the things of life and in the things of the Spirit. Now we pray that as we listen to your word, you may touch us, open our spiritual ears, open our spiritual eyes, instruct us in the things of God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the first two verses we will be looking at this morning are in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. Now, Romans chapter 8, of course, comes right after Romans chapter 7, where Paul is talking about the battle between sin in the flesh and his righteous mind and spirit who want to do the will of God. So in Romans 7, we see Paul saying that he wants to do the will of God, but his flesh always tricks him up. The sin in the flesh comes in at the last minute and trips him up, so he does things that he does not want to do. And he says, "Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?" And then he goes on to say, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other with my flesh, the law of sin." If we go back to verse 21 in chapter 7, it says, "I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wishes to do good." And verse 17, going a little further back, "So now no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which indwells me." So Paul's saying something very significant here. It says that as a born-again believer, our mind and our heart and our spirit are set on doing the will of God, but there is sin in the flesh. Sin dwells within our mortal bodies, and because we have sinned for so long, we have these patterns, the patterns of thought, patterns of the mind, patterns of behavior, and it's very difficult to break out of those patterns. And under stress or tiredness or temptation, sometimes these ingrained patterns of sin in our flesh, in our bodies, in the pathways, in our mind, in our brain, will break out and we'll find ourselves doing things contrary to the will of God. So our will isn't strong enough. We cannot overcome sin in the flesh by sheer willpower. As we find out later, we need the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to overcome sin in the flesh. So in every Christian, there is sin in the flesh which is going to disappear when we die. When we die and we stand before God in heaven and our mortal bodies are dealt with and they go to the grave, we will find that we have no temptation to sin, no desire to sin, and we're certainly not going to sin once we're in heaven, because our sin dwells in our mortal body. And our mortal body must die because of that sin and goes into the grave and later is resurrected through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ when he returns. So in your mortal body, that's where all your sin is. It isn't in your heart. It isn't in your spirit. It isn't in the part of you that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Because Christ in you is perfect, because Christ in you is born of the Spirit, born of the Word of God, and its seed is the Word of God, and therefore your inner man, your new man, the new creation that is you, is perfectly sinless. So the new creation that is you, the person that you'll be when you get into heaven, that person is perfectly sinless and free of sin and has no desire to sin. So with your mind, with the bit that is the new creation, you don't want to sin. You don't want to say those terrible things that come out of your mouth. They are not from your real self. They are not from your eternal self. They are from the memories of your past self that are stored up in your flesh. Your flesh has ways of acting and reacting. Your brain has pathways in it from A to B. And for years and years, you've got from being provoked to speaking bad words, provoke, speak bad words, provoke, speak bad words. And those traces are in your brain. The memory traces are there. So you get provoked and you speak bad words. Now, you shouldn't do that. You know you shouldn't do that. You wonder why you said and did that. It feels natural because it has become natural. It was a pattern-programmed way of thinking that was embedded in you for many years, and now you've got to break that habit. You've got to break that way of being. And the Holy Spirit will help you to do that. And as we go through Romans 8, we'll learn about how to live in the Spirit and overcome the patterns of the flesh that condemn us and make us feel unrighteous and wretched. So here was Paul. He was a righteous man. He was an apostle of God. But all the time, the sin in the flesh was tripping him up and making him want to covet and do other sins. And so he cries out to God, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death," from his physical body that contained all the sin and which led to death? Because there's a law that sin leads to death. So the law of sin and death is he who sins shall die and die spiritually. We find that in the book of Genesis. The day you eat of it, you shall die. And so sin always leads to death, which is why your body dies. God has this law of sin and death, but how can it be broken? Of course, it can only be broken through the power of the cross. It can only be broken through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, so our sins are forgiven and we are redeemed and we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit takes hold of you and renews your flesh so it does not sin, breaks those patterns in your mind, takes away your stupid behavior, and you become a wiser, more sanctified, better person. And it breaks all those fleshly sins that you've been enslaved to for so long. So here it says, "Therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." In other words, because of the cross, because of the Holy Spirit, because you're a new creation, there is no condemnation for you because God sees the new creation. He doesn't see the old sin. He sees what he has put into you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He sees you as you're going to be in heaven. He doesn't see you with all the sins of the past. They're done away. All things have become new. All things have passed away. He knows that sin is dwelling in your flesh. He understands that, but God does not condemn you because he sees you as you are going to be a son or daughter of the living God standing before him in heaven. And God has put his Holy Spirit within you. He's formed Christ within you, the hope of glory. You are now a son or daughter of the living God. You are now a citizen of heaven. And you're out from under the condemnation of the law. Because the law, the old Jewish law, the law of do this and you shall live, and if you don't do it, you'll die, that old law is broken. We're set free from the law, and that's the whole thing about Romans 7, is we're dead to the law to be married to another who is Christ. So we're no longer under the principles of the law, the requirement of spiritual perfection, of perfect behavior. You're never going to get to heaven by trying to be perfect because you're not perfect. Instead, you get to heaven by faith. Your salvation is through grace by faith, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So you have been saved by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and through faith in his work on the cross. And now when God looks at you, he doesn't condemn you at all. There is no condemnation at all for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if you're in Christ, if you're saved, if you're born again, God does not condemn you. He would like you to overcome the sins of the flesh, and we'll talk more about that later. But there is no condemnation. By condemnation, we mean the crino judgment, the absolute judgment of being thrown into hell. God does not condemn you, but God will discipline you. And God was never going to throw you into hell if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, but God may lead you through circumstances to perfect you and strengthen you. So we find there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus because of the work of the cross. And then it says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death." Now, there's two laws here, the law of the Spirit of life and the law of sin and death, and they're contradictory to one another. So as a non-Christian, as an unbeliever, you're under the law of sin and death. Someone who has not yet found faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that person is under the law of sin and death. They sin and they die. And they die in body, soul, and spirit. And if someone has not found Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, they die physically, and then there is a second death where they're cast into the lake of fire. And we learn about that in the book of Revelation. So people die physically, and then they die spiritually. And that's the law of sin and death, that sin leads to death. And sin is all sorts of sin. whether it be coveting or murder or adultery or theft or lying or all the various sins that come into the human life, all that sin leads to spiritual death, soul death, and eventually, of course, death of the body, because death came through sin. So our body decays and dies, and this whole world is in bondage because of sin. And the more people sin, the more death happens in the world, the more that even creation itself is affected. And we find that as we get to Romans 8 and verses 20 and so on. We'll talk about how creation is in bondage. But then it can be set free from the law of sin and death through the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So when we get out of death, when we get out of sin, when we get into Christ Jesus, the Spirit of life is placed into us. And that's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, of life, of love, and of wisdom. And suddenly we become alive. We have died with Christ and we are made alive together with Christ, and we experience eternal life. Suddenly you can understand the Bible. Suddenly there's an unexplained joy in your heart. And you know that you are no longer spiritually dead, you are spiritually alive. And the law of sin and death has been overcome and has been cancelled by the Spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life at the beginning of creation, and he brings life to all that he touches. The Holy Spirit does not bring death. The Holy Spirit brings life and joy and peace and shalom and goodness. And as the Holy Spirit moves in your heart and in your mind, you will become more alive as a person. That's why you should have a prayer time every day. That's why you should be filled with the Spirit. And we will find that as we live the Spirit-filled life, we overcome sin and we experience the joy of the Lord. And we're going to learn more about that as this series goes along. So, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the Spirit of resurrection that dwells in you, that life brings you out from sin and death, out of condemnation, and into the joy and justification of the Lord. So, cry out to God for his salvation and for the Holy Spirit to rise up within you, and that you might know the Spirit-filled life and the freedom that is in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to govern your life. You will not be governed by your own lusts, by your own thoughts, by your own self-interest. Instead, you'll be governed by the Holy Spirit, who will take charge of your thoughts, your emotions, and your life. And in the Holy Spirit, you will experience the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. And as these fruit of the Spirit manifest in you, they will extinguish sin. So patience will extinguish impatience. Kindness will extinguish any cruelty that's within you. Love will extinguish any hate that resides in your body of flesh. As the fruit of the Spirit mature within you, you will become a person who is more and more like Jesus, and sin will lose its grip on you. You will be able to suffer and go through the things of life without reacting badly. Instead, you'll react like Christ Jesus. You'll be able to put up with life with the joy of the Lord. This is John Edmiston signing off from Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.